It's your time on Her Radio. Be a part of the show. Make your comments, ask your questions by email. Ask her at radiomd.com
or by calling
877-711-5211. Time to ask her.
Well, Michelle, okay, so we've got three really great questions from our Her listeners. And the first one, they really tossed to you, and I'm just going to summarize it. And this is a Her listener who said, you know, my mom went through similar surgery like you, Michelle, and I wonder if I could get some help because she's getting through a tough time right now. So sometime this year, she went to her gynecologist because she was having abnormal bleeding after menopause. And flash forward, she ended up having CA cervix carcinoma. She had a cancer. And she's been going through radiation, and this is 25 sessions of radiotherapy, and the first 2 weeks were okay. Now she's having some side effects. She's got four more sessions to go, and this is just tough, tough stuff. And what's the best way to get through all of this? So, Michelle.
First, I want to thank her for asking her question today, and I hope that her mom's doing better. It's a hard time for anyone, right, Pam, when you're sick like that and you've been diagnosed with cancer and or you've had a surgery and cancer and are taking some type of chemotherapy or radiation. So one of the things that I highly recommend is Kelly Turner's book, Dr. Kelly Turner. It's called Radical Remission. And Radical Remission talks about certain things that one should and should do during their illness. So I'm just going to list a few of those off, and then Pam, you can speak to this as well. But sleep is hugely important for the healing of the body, right? And sometimes it's hard to sleep when you're not feeling well, but getting proper sleep is important. A prebiotic, as well as and or a probiotic, and they're very different. So you should look up prebiotic because it's very helpful to get the gut in line. Filtered water is another one that was very predominant in Kelly's book. No meat, no wheat, no dairy, no sweet. No meat, no wheat, no dairy, no sweet. Those are all important things. Organic vegetables, some organic fruits, and be skeptical about over-the-counter immune system builders, because there are a ton of them, and I think there are good ways to build one's immune system, but there are a lot of things being sold out there that actually don't work. Some people actually do vitamin drips, but you should check with your doctor. I do have some friends and others who do this as a supplemental, and it really helps them, but again, there's a protocol around that. And then getting out of fear, Pam, which I think is the biggest thing for someone, a family member who is a caregiver, as well as the person who is ill, is to be able to get out of fear. Go do something that brings you joy. Read a book, watch a funny movie. You know, do something that makes you get out of that sense of, oh my gosh, I'm in such a bad place with my health, and I need to figure out how to survive this. And then I'll say, go with your gut, and always you have to have the will to live. Something has to be there that causes you to want to live.
Oh, there's no question. That strong meaning in life is one of the major points that Kelly Turner made in her book, Radical Remission, and never to suppress emotions, just to let them out, even if you have to open up the window and give a few major hollers out there, and really to stay positive with your emotions, make certain to have social support. That's just such a huge thing. And I think overall, Michelle, you'd agree that this wonderful, you know, listener for Her Radio who gave us this question should try to reinforce with her mom that she needs to take control of her overall health, mind, body, and spirit. Don't forget the spiritual connection. That's just so huge here, too. And don't live in fear, because you know what fear does. That means that you've activated the fight and flight response. You've got too much cortisol rolling around your body. That's the stress hormone. And that will depress immune function just at a time when you want to have it boosted. And I'd rather boost it in a way that is more natural. And I really, I'm not particularly confident about all of those supplements and strange things that say they'll boost immune function. I'd rather instead meditate. I'd rather take that walk, get that massage, take good care of yourself. So I think this has been a really great question, all about radical remission, and we hope we were able to help our wonderful HER radio listener and the question. The next question is, what the heck is the deal with osteoporosis? What is it? Is there anything I could do to prevent it? Osteoporosis is when your bone is beginning to literally be shed in your body. You're losing bone content, bone mineral. Well, listen, if you think this is something for old farts, I think that's code for anybody 50 and over. You better not call us that either. Then you're dead wrong, because it actually begins as early as the teen years. And that means that when you're sucking down all of those carbonated beverages, which leach calcium from your bone, that's where it all begins. You're not getting enough physical activity, weight bearing, so you want to be able to get up there and assume the vertical and do weight bearing, especially weight lifting and strength training throughout your entire life. This is incredibly important.
No smoking either, Pam. No smoking.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my God. Excess alcohol consumption is another one. Hello, little ladies out there doing the binge drinking and the rest of it. Oh, my gosh. Drinking more than two drinks daily is linked to an increased risk of bone loss. Cigarette smoking, Michelle already mentioned. Oh, my gosh. It absolutely doubles the chance of bone loss and fractures by reducing the effectiveness of your own body's estrogen. Yikes. Don't do that. And, you know, it's terribly important to make sure you're getting the right kind of foods in your diet, too. And these are magnesium-rich, vitamin-D-rich. You want calcium-fortified foods. Sardines are good. Certain vegetables are really good. Kale's good, man. I had a kale salad. Come on. Soy products, calcium supplements.
Kale.
And vitamin D. Girlfriends, everyone out there, I tell Michelle and I do this all the time. We get our vitamin D levels, because I will put money on it. You're vitamin D deficient, and that means that you can't absorb your calcium. So you can see, eat calcium till the cows come home. Not going to mean anything. So you've got to be able to make sure you know what your vitamin D level is. It's as important as your cholesterol. So really stay
on top of that. And
don't
forget to get a bone density test. That's what you should be
getting. You better believe it. You get in there.
Density.
Absolutely, and I get it after the age of 40, so don't be waiting until you're an old fart. Hey, the last question's all about makeup. Hey, I know. The last question's all about makeup, and that is, when do makeup, you know, products expire? Oh, my gosh, yes, they do have an expiration, right, Michelle?
Oh, boy, do they ever. And each one is different. So, you know, number one, you need to look at the box when you purchase the product, because it's not going to necessarily be on the bottle. Mm-hmm. And each batch is going to have a different expiration on it. So, for example, you know, lipstick may last a year or so, but you don't want it to last 2 years. And you can tell because it actually smells and becomes rancid. You will also have mascara that lasts 3 months. Foundation can last 6 months, and you need to go to skinsafeproducts.com, and you can type all this in, and you can get the expiration dates, and you can find out what products are actually healthy for your skin.
I love it. And say that app one more time.
Skinsafeproducts.com is the website, and SkinSafe, the app at the iTunes Apple Store, is the app for SkinSafe.
I love it. Fantastic. Well, we've been covering our three questions, one to Michelle, all about radical remission, osteoporosis prevention, and makeup expiration. Oh boy, we covered everything today. Thanks so much for your questions. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King-Robeson.
You're listening to HER Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.